Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another playoff edition of Zone Time. I'm Julian. Justin is here. Sam is here. Omar is here as well. As of now, we're recording this. We don't know who's going to be in the Eastern Conference Final. So forgive us. We are not going to spend a lot of time on who Tampa will be facing off in the Eastern Conference Final. Instead, we are going to devote a lot of our attention to the Western Conference Final, which is likely the final we would have paid more attention to anyway, because it's Connor McDavid versus Nathan MacKinnon. Yes, I am so happy. I am over the moon. I am elated. Two of the best players in the league right now and their teams will go head to head in the Western Conference Final. Neither of those two players have ever been this far in the postseason. I am excited. How is the NHL going to market this? How's Sportsnet going to market this? TNT has this. Justin, we were talking about this on the Sports Hockey podcast, which you should check out, by the way, if you haven't already done so. This is practically their Stanley Cup because they don't have the Stanley Cup final this year. Guys, are you as excited? I know you guys are excited as I am. What are you looking forward to the most from watching this series? Omar, lead us off, brother. Tell us how excited you are.
Yeah, I mean, just like, I think just the pure on just the talent that we're seeing. I mean, like for the longest time, when it comes to like ranking like top three players in the league, like MacKinnon and McDavid have generally been those players who have kind of been along in that category. So like seeing them play games in the playoffs, one round away from the Stanley Cup final. And then when you look at McDavid specifically, he's a person who for the most part, isn't the most like emotionally expressing person in the league, but just seeing how like invested and engaged and amped up he is for these games. And again, you have MacKinnon, who we all remember the quote last year, I haven't won anything in six or seven years in the league. So like the stakes are there for both sides. And I think on one hand, I think everyone, for the most part, everyone's probably thinking Colorado's going to take this series, but I'm not on the train saying that Edmonton is going to like pull an upset or anything, but like it's going to be fun just seeing both of those two players just go head to head. But I think when it comes to, you know, the teams overall, you know, there are a lot of not better things, but a lot of good things I get throughout. But just the Mac versus Mac, which I think should be a thing. I don't know, maybe call it McDonald's. Maybe, I don't know if you can do something like that. I'm telling you, just have a commercial with like McDavid and then MacKinnon just like walking into like McDonald's at the same time, and they're just like racing to like the cash register. This is something. I don't know if they can pull that off. Probably not in time.
You should save that idea before someone steals it.
I was gonna say, is MacKinnon allowed to do something other than Tim Hortons?
That's true.
That's a very fair point, actually. Yeah. Plus a Big Mac. Like, is that something that Nathan MacKinnon would be allowed to do just for the sake of his own diet?
I mean,
it'd be tough for him to get that sponsorship with his dietary history.
Just let us all know. I don't know. It's just, I mean, I don't know though. I think still that's a pretty, or it'd be funny if like he walks into the McDonald's and like you think he's gonna get a Big Mac, but like he looks like no, I'm like, are you crazy? Like he's not gonna do it. You could still make that work.
Yeah, it's like Nathan, we need a shot of you biting into the Big Mac. And it's just like, no, like Nathan. We just need just one little nibble, please. please. And then like me, Davey's in the back, just like pounding down like the Big Mac. That'd be hilarious.
Although if he wins the Stanley Cup, maybe he'll like let loose. And that would be like the spin on it where he can finally have his Big Mac and join with the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. So the biggest thing we're looking forward to this is the advertising opportunities. Is that my takeaway?
Man, I already saw a poster out and I didn't see Mac versus Mac. I'm disappointed. Missed opportunity. Missed opportunity. The battle of the Macs.
There are so many storylines, right? Like I know everyone's focusing on Mac versus Mac, but like I want to see Cale Makar defend against Connor McDavid. Like the speed there alone, like I want to see that. I want to see Tyson Barry versus his old team. I think that's incredible. The Avs have managed to play Matt Duchene in the first round, Ryan O'Reilly in the second round, and now Tyson Barry in the third round.
Oh my
God. Great storyline.
Revenge tour.
The revenge tour. Wow.
Plus you've got like Tyson Barry, Nazem Kadri. Like there are so many good storylines here.
Yeah. Okay.
And the league is not going to advertise any of them.
Probably not.
Probably not, but maybe they'll do a decent job advertising McDavid, McKinnon. Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah.
I mean,
don't mess this up.
The Makar McDavid thing is actually pretty interesting because, like, if there was any player who could walk McDavid, like, would it surprise you if Makar did it? I think I would, yes. Like,
it would surprise me because Connor McDavid is on a completely different echelon than anyone else, and just the idea of seeing him get walked at all, even if Austin Matthews, who I consider to be number two behind McDavid, got the better of him that way, I would be stunned because like the distance between one and two, I think there's a pretty big gap, and it will get like lessened with Matthews winning a Hart Trophy, but like seeing McDavid get walked at all and having him look mortal, like that would be incredible, and to see it in a Western Conference final like this, that would change our perception of McDavid a lot.
Yeah, but I think not to that
completely,
point,
but a lot.
But I think to that point, like Makar has done it like so many things this season that it's just like, as a defenseman, that has just like made you go like, holy. So like if like there's like a one-on-one battle like Makar and McDavid, does that count as a Mac?
MAK.
That just came to mind like Mac. As I was speaking.
Give him the commercial. Give him the commercial.
Yeah, throw Kale in the
Kale Makar would do well in a McDonald's commercial.
But like a one-on-one like defensive battle or just like some type of pressure between Makar and McDavid, I think that would be interesting to see as well.
Okay, Kath, what are you looking forward to the most?
I mean, we're definitely gonna see that. And that'll be great seeing Makar trying to defend when the Oilers are cooking the offensive zone. We'll see some transition stuff. That'll all be fantastic. But I'm going to leave the like quality goaltending to Andre Vasilevsky and whoever he may face head to head in the Eastern Conference final. And I just want to see bad goaltending. I want to see goals go in that shouldn't go in. I want to see point totals go absolutely nuts. I want to see them threaten Wayne Gretzky's record, those two Oilers. I want to see Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen like move up the list of active points per game players in the postseason. I want to see all these guys fill the net. I want to see Mike Smith make mistakes. I want to see Darcy Kemper look like a goaltender who can't win the Stanley Cup to add to the intrigue when Colorado does get to the Stanley Cup final. I am picking Colorado. So I just want to see hijinks. I want to see four goals in 71 seconds like we saw with Calgary and Edmonton. I want to see these goaltenders struggle. I want to see high scoring games. I think we're going to get that. It's going to be fantastic.
We'll get to Calgary in a second. Go ahead.
That was right. That was, Justin nailed it. That's what I want to see too. I want Mike Smith to say again that he's never lost track of a puck in his life.
I want to see goaltenders blame defensemen for screens that happen 130 feet out. I want to see all that.
Yeah.
Did Mike Smith forget about the time a puck literally floated in the air into his pants and then he like backed his ass into a net and scored?
He definitely did.
He's been around the league a long time. He's probably forgotten more about the game than any of us will ever learn. So I could understand if you forgot about that time.
When you hit 40 years old, you start to forget things, I guess.
I don't know. I think Edmonton being where they are, like, is making a lot of people forget things. Like, you want to know who the happiest person in the world is right now?
Ken Holland.
Yeah.
You can't tell you if I'm Ken Holland, you can't tell me anything. The whole year, you're saying that I should lose my job. and I had all these bad decisions, and now my team's in the Western Conference final. Like, if I'm all Ken Holland, regardless of what happens in this series, Ken Holland is gonna like walk down like in like Montreal at the draft. He's gonna walk up like Vince McMahon, just like literally, because like everything that could have went well for him this year did. I mean, this year, you know, you wanted to tell McDavid, hey, they're showing some progress, working to something bigger. I mean, I think there's a lot to show. And again, I think McDavid is seeing it himself, you know, how happy he is after all these overtime goals, after all these wins. So yeah, it's going to be an awesome series to watch. But yeah, I think regardless of the other result, I think Ken Holland is probably ecstatic.
How shook would you feel if you just happened to be in Montreal for the draft and you're hanging out, and then Ken Holland steps up to you and says, I heard you talking crap about me on Zone Time.
This flips you off.
Just walks away.
It's just like, oh, you were saying something. Just like flips you off and just like keeps walking. Like, oh, are you were with who? Sportsnet, and you said that I should be. Oh yeah. And just like keeps watching. Like all these receipts. Just like on his phone, just like pulls up receipts to different people. Like tries to call in his own time. Like, hey, weren't you the people who were like saying that I was dumb for keeping Mike Smith? Oh yeah. What happened? Oh, you Leafs fan, you want to talk to me? No way. This like
the day Ken Holland calls into Zone Time will be the first time ever anyone has ever called into the show, because as far as we know, you're not.
It'll be the longest episode ever as well, based on his press conferences.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, for sure. Considering the length of how these episodes have grown, I'm thankful that we are able to do these long episodes and no longer with these like 8-minute clips that we were able to do. Wait, why are you looking so down? What are you talking about? Why are you not?
No. I thought it was like a perfect segue. I thought you were gonna bring up an anniversary.
Oh, the anniversary of what? What anniversary would I bring up?
Anniversary of Leafs dropping a 3-1 series lead to Montreal last year, and it was one of our longest episodes.
Why are we making this about the Leafs?
I'm sorry. I thought we were going there.
The podcast about the Leafs.
I'm sorry. I thought we were going there. I'm sorry.
Omar. Tic-tac-toe. Well, for context, everybody, by the time you listen to this.
And you know what? Let's talk about it anyway.
Well, I mean, you opened the door. We might as well explain to everyone why you opened the door.
Yeah.
I believe by the time everyone gets this, it should be the anniversary of when the Leafs lost Game 7 against the Canadiens in the first round last year. And as a result, we did that episode after that. It was myself, Cuff, Rahaf, and Omar. And it ended up going way over the normal time we record. And if it wasn't for that episode, we wouldn't be able to go to the powers that be at Yahoo Sports and say, hey, we should do longer episodes of Zone Time. So literally, the Leafs' pain was Zone Time's gain. So thank you very much. I guess. Because that performance, you on that episode, that was high theater. And everything else after that was high theater as well. Like the episode about, actually, you know what's crazy? You know what we haven't even done yet? No one's even thought about doing. And that is already growth from last year. We were talking about the Canadians being Canada's team. Have you heard anyone say that the Edmonton Oilers should be Canada's team in the playoffs this year?
I did.
I can't. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Man.
One of the Vancouver sports guys, I actually can't even remember who, because I literally saw the tweet and was like, haha, no, tweeted like after the game, Edmonton is Canada's team now.
Nope.
Okay, I want to go through your tweets and find this tweet, because we need to figure out who the Vancouver sports personality.
I'm going to find it for you.
Nope. Okay, do that then. Because we need names on the show. We need to know who is trying to put it out there that the Edmonton Oilers are Canada's team. It's not a thing. We don't need to do this anymore, because I don't know. We're not even looking at it that way, because it's Connor McDavid.
Yep. In the second round, I was cheering for McDavid. I was cheering for McDavid. Nope.
I'm with you. Canada's team. I'm with you.
You already picked the Avs.
I did, but I got the Oilers up there. I can't lose.
I did, but done.
I'm actually
trying. And I'm defending Irv.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, we're not going to slam Irv at here. We'll just respectfully disagree here. I will say, though, While I also want Colorado to make the Stanley Cup final, I brought this up again on the YSHP. What if we got like a 2006 Stanley Cup rematch with like the Oilers and the Carolina Hurricanes? the shaking of the heads. Man, it's like not an enthralling cup final at all.
Man, I mean, like, if the playoffs have been kind of weird, man, you know, there's been some like weirdness going on. And I think it finally hit me after I watched the Calgary Flames give up, what was it, 6 or 7 goals? And then just completely, like, it's like someone went into like their programming and just hit delete over and over again. Because I don't know what that team was, but that was not freaking Calgary. And like, there are a lot of things you can talk about. I think goaltending definitely was a big difference. But ironically enough, it wasn't. It was a difference for the wrong team. If we're talking about the Battle of Alberta in the playoffs and we say that goaltending was the issue, we're all thinking, okay, so Mike Smith was bad. Shocker. Right? No one, like, no one's going to say, no, it was Jacob Markstrom's fault. So, like, the playoffs this year has been so, like, weird. The Hurricanes can't win a game on the road. Like, all of this stuff.
6 road losses heading into.
You know what I mean? So, it's just like, if, man... I want Colorado to make the final. I want them to win the cup because I want what they want. What they have right now is what I desperately want. A team to exercise their demons. I want it. So I'll cheer for it. And Kadri winning a cup will be sick. But like, I would not be surprised if something went wrong and like Edmonton, if it happened, I would not be surprised if something.
I wouldn't
be
surprised either, but I'd be so upset. Like, I want Colorado to win, obviously for personal reasons. Like, love that team, but also just for sane hockey management reasons. Like, that is a team that has been built well. That is a team that has taken cap management into consideration on a long-term planning basis, and I want other teams to look at Colorado and what Joe Sakic has done and been like, yeah, maybe we should be doing that and not look at like Ken Holland and be like, you can do whatever you want. You can take over a terrible team from Peter Chiarelli and you can win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
As long as you have one of the greatest players the world has ever seen in Connor McDavid. Yeah.
I also just think every playoff preview I've seen for this series, like we all talk about McDavid, McCarr, McKinnon, Rantanen, whatever. Like, you don't even get to, like, no one talks about Devon Taves and, like, how good he's been. No one's talking about Landeskog. No one's talking, like, there are so many players on Colorado who are so good right now, and, like, they don't even come up because, like, their depth is absurd, and if they lose, it will be insane.
Yeah, I'm with you on the fact that I really want superstars to matter. Like, I get not respecting what Ken Holland's done because I don't think it is overly impressive in any way, but like, I want it to mean something that you have truly great players, and Carolina just has a great system. Honestly, they don't have great players. And I think it's the least appealing of the remaining five in terms of who you'd want to win a Stanley Cup, because there's very little to get excited about. I mean, Shesterkin, yeah, I can get behind that, but still just like a slight cut above Carolina, but Tampa, Colorado, Edmonton, those three, that's exciting if one of those three wins, I think, for different reasons, but valid reasons, I think. And I'm looking to get behind a valid reason.
And at least with those three teams, we're guaranteed to see at least one of them make the final in some fashion between Tampa, Colorado, and Edmonton. At least one of those teams, loaded with the star power that they have, slash potential for greatness, we're at least guaranteed to see one of those three teams. So I think regardless of how these conference finals end up, we're at least going to be somewhat happy. Even if Colorado doesn't make the final, I understand, like, it just a knock on sane management, as great of a point as Sam made, but we still get to see, like, the best player in the world make the Stanley Cup final. And yes, that means Ken Holland's decisions are validated, but we won't care about that. We'll care about seeing the best player in the world actually get a chance at winning a Stanley Cup. That's ultimately what a lot of people want to see happen, minus Calgary. And again, we'll get to the Flames a little later.
Yeah, but I think to that point, like, even though, like, it'll as a fan, it's great to see Connor, the best player in the game, playing in the Stanley Cup final. But to Sam, what Sam and Justin brought up is such an important point. The Sane management piece is so huge, because every year there's a team that does something so unbelievably stupid and get rewarded by it, and they end up going to playoffs, having some success, and then everyone else is like, you see, look what they did. St. Louis winning the cup the way they did, horrible. It's a great story. It's an amazing story for sure. But like, any team who's in last place at some point can say, you know what? Look at St. Louis. It's fine. Montreal, man. Montreal.
I believe this too. If the Canadians won the Stanley Cup last year, that would not have gone well. That would have been.
Teams would hire like 15 goalie scouts and just like look for the next Carey Price.
You see why you pay a goalie $10.5 million? Yeah.
And that was Mark Bergevin's mantra for like his entirety in Montreal. You build from the goaltender out, you have a goalie like Carey Price, you just get into the playoffs, you see what happens. So like the idea of like banking on like odd management systems. Yeah, like I think that's gonna be another good reason to kind of go buy in Colorado, because to Sam's point, like Colorado they did it right, man. They drafted their superstars. You know, they're making use of their cap well. They made great trades. Like the trades, man, that Joe Sakic has been making has been solid. So like, as a fan of a team who I like to say is in the Colorado department of trying to have success, I want to see it happen. So just because it would suck if they lose, and then it's just another knock against teams that are trying to build around their skilled players. So we can get away from the, you need those people who are willing to get block a shot and play on a separated shoulder and a broken foot. Anyone see the Chris Tanev thing?
Oh God.
I don't understand. But so yeah, from that aspect, like that's another reason why I really want
separated shoulder. What else did he have?
I think the other
brain, just like held together by neck. A tape at this point.
Listen, man, I tweeted this. I'll say it on the podcast. If I needed to sweep up some dirt, and it was a choice between the broom that's been broken in three places that's held together by tape, or the actual full broom that's fine, I think I'd have a better chance of cleaning up the dirt properly with the broom that is intact. I get it. I understand it.
Is that the like, Michael Stone of brooms, though?
Yeah, that's here. It, right? That, like, that's the thing.
I think that's the thing.
Like, yeah. Look at Colorado. Like, you had Sam Girard. He's had an okay season, not outstanding, but like when the replacement is Jack Johnson.
Yeah, that's tough.
Hey, but when Byram stepped up, at least. Yeah.
No, Byram's been great. Yeah. But Jack Johnson.
But yeah, Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay. I do kind of want to see Jack Johnson win a Stanley Cup. I think that'd be hilarious.
That would be funny though. And it's
a feel-good nice story. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's gone through enough hardships over the last few years. Seeing him win a Stanley Cup would actually be pretty nice. Do we have I said I want Colorado to win. Justin, you seem as if you're kind of hedging your bets by picking both Colorado and Edmonton. You gotta pick one.
Well, I'm picking Colorado to win. I want the winner to win the Stanley Cup, though. And I'd like to see Edmonton win. I'd like to see McDavid in the Stanley Cup final. I'm not going to be too upset either way.
Okay. Sam?
I'm going to pick Colorado. And if it's Edmonton, Carolina, I'm just going to watch the trailer for the new ESPN 30 for 30 instead of the Cup finals.
Like, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
You should live tweet. Like, I don't know when it's going to come out, but like, if it's out at the same time as the final, you should just like live tweet it.
Oh, I absolutely will.
Omar, your pick.
Yeah. I'm on Colorado as well. I don't know how many games. So this is one where it's just like, anything can happen. Anything can take place. Again, McDavid can just freaking go off just one day. And, you know, not to make it about the Leafs again, the Avalanche have some Leafs energy. I witnessed it. And if anyone,
that's not a good thing.
I know.
It's not as good of a thing as you think it is.
I know it's not good, but listen to me. Okay. When I was watching game 5, you might as well change those freaking jerseys to blue and white, because they had the lead. They gave up the lead in 56 seconds left, and then lost to Tyler Bozak. I had to turn the TV off around.
Like, so this, what about the Blues then? They got scored on by Tyler Bozak.
What? Wait, no. Tyler Bozak's
the Oilers. The Avs got scored on by. What I meant to say is, you're saying the Avs had Leafs energy. Then what does that make the Leafs? Who legit? I mean, not that the Avs don't have a former Leaf, but the Blues also had a former Leaf as well. Kill them. There's just Leafs energy everywhere.
There's always Leafs energy. It can always be about the Leafs.
I mean, Oilers. The Oilers have CeCe Berry and Hyman. Come on,
please.
Can we talk about Leafs energy?
Don't there's a Leaf going to the Stanley Cup final.
There's always a Leaf going to the Stanley Cup freaking final.
Could be Freddie Anderson in Carolina if things work out.
Luke Shen raised the cup twice in blue and white. You know how freaking how hard that was to watch? I was like,
I have one tangent here. I was at a wedding Friday, so I didn't watch game 6 live. I watched it the next day, and I knew Darren Helm scored the winner, not in overtime. So Darren Helm gets up there with 4.5 minutes left, and I'm expecting him to score, doesn't score. He gets out there with 2 minutes left, I'm expecting him to score, doesn't score. Then he's out there with 20 seconds left and scores. How did Darren Helm get 3 shifts in the last 4.5 minutes of that game?
How did that happen?
I was also shocked.
That happens, like that goal. And they needed a goal. Sure you guys, then again, I mean, 13 years ago to the day, he was needed for the Detroit Red Wings, and he scored a series clinching winner over Chicago to send the Red Wings to the Stanley Cup final. Maybe Jared Bednar was thinking about events that happened 13 years earlier.
I couldn't believe how good Eric Johnson looked on that last rush. It was glorious.
Yeah. Man.
Knowing it was going to happen then too, I'm like, okay, it has to happen now. It was like, I still couldn't believe it the way it happened. It's crazy. But
we need to count up all the number one overall picks in this Western Conference final, because between McDavid, Nuge, McKinnon, Eric Johnson, there's at least 4. There's 2 on each side.
Yeah.
I'm not missing anybody, am I?
That's got to be it, I think.
That might be it, but still, there's a lot of star power, a lot of first overall picks, a lot of pedigree, a lot of top first round picks. That is the series we're going to be focusing on a lot. But, you know, when it comes time for Tampa versus insert opponent here, we'll get to them too. I want to talk about the Calgary Flames, though, because they are no longer in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We don't need to get into the offseason just yet with them, because they have a lot of questions with Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk. But maybe they got hosed. Maybe they got off that Blake Coleman no goal. That looked really tough to see. I don't think they deserved to win that game anyway. But, I mean, there are a lot of Calgary Flames fans who are going to debate that goal for a long, long, long time. And that's a franchise that knows all about goals that probably should have counted in very important moments. What did y'all think of Blake Coleman's no goal?
I mean, the definition, like they turned the goal over. Okay, so it's a goal on the ice. And to my knowledge, if you need to overturn a goal, like you have to have like distinct evidence. Mm-hmm. Is there evidence of a distinct kicking motion? Absolutely not. So
I'm going to debate you on that, actually.
I don't know, man. And another thing too, here's the tricky thing about like this rule, because there is like, as soon as it happened, people were just like uploading clip after clip after clip after clip of like legitimate like soccer ball kicks and then counting as goals. That's the issue. Is this like, what are we using? What's the criteria here? Because something that I looked at initially was like, okay, even if we're saying it's a kicking motion, it's going in anyway. Like, that's the first thing that I'm like, it's going in anyway. So I don't know, but another thing too is that like, I'm not gonna, you know, jump on the camp that, you know, this costs the Flames of the series. No, to be honest with you, I think they were losing the series anyway. Again, like they did not look like themselves in any way, shape, or form. It's tough to happen in an elimination game, huh? to have a goal called called back in an elimination game.
It's tough for that to happen,
but like, it was a goal in my opinion, but I don't know, man. Like, Julian, I think you had a great tweet about it. Maybe we can get into that later on, but yeah, I think that was a goal.
I'll let Justin or Sam take over before I decide to expand on my thoughts on that.
I'm with Omar. I totally agree with Omar's take. I don't see on what basis that was overturned, and I don't think there was anything distinct about it.
Okay, before Justin gets to his point, please write this down, Zone Time people. We need t-shirts that say, "I'm with Omar," with Sam's face on them. We really need that.
100% accuracy.
And I'm not saying that to roast Sam, because Omar brings up a lot of great points. I agree with Omar a lot too. But if there's no one on the show who agrees with Omar more than Sam, and we need shirts.
The 100%.
Omar also says I have 100% accuracy.
No, that needs to be mutual. It's true. That needs to be the 100% accuracy, that needs to be made first. Just like a bow and arrow. And just like 100%, Sam. Like that needs to be made first.
We need the shirt on the back to have like Sam dunking on.
It should just be like Twitter. They have to be released at the same time. They're paired shirts.
Yeah.
So, okay, Cuthbert, what shirt would you want in terms of Zone Time apparel?
Oh, man, put me on the spot. Well, I'll get to your point after. Let me quickly on Coleman, though. Like, I think the call on the ice has to matter, right? Because it wasn't conclusive. But at the same time, I think Blake Coleman used his foot to propel the puck over the goal line. So I'm not, like, that sympathetic, right? Like, he's trying to brace himself from it. No, he put his foot on the puck because he was trying to make sure that it went into the back of the net. I don't really think there's any disputing that. He used his foot to score a goal. So I don't think they can be too angry, but it was going in, I think, and it was not any more egregious than anything we've seen over the course of the regular season. I think it's really simple. They just have to define what kicking motion is, which is just if you lift your skate off the ice to propel it, then it's a kick. If you angle it in whatever way and extend it, whatever, and it goes in off your foot, it's not a kick. So just define the rule, and then you don't have, or you have less gray area. I'm sure there'll be reason to dispute things still, but I don't know. Again, Calgary Flames weren't it, so not too upset about it.
I'll say this, like the fact that I do not have a lot of faith in the people who are supposed to enforce these rules. I think for stuff like a kicking motion, or goaltender interference, there is too much gray area that all of a sudden comes up and it's too subjective enough. And it gets to a point where one thing that looks like it should count ends up not counting, and then vice versa happens. That's why, as much as it pains me to say it, I put out that tweet saying, well, what if we just eliminated any kicking, redirecting thing at all? Like, and I know some people will say like, hey, you're taking away goals that way, but you're also taking away confusion and consternation from fans and officials on how to rule over that stuff. At this point, like, look, the referees, even if Gary Bettman will tell you they're the best in the world, they will find a way to mess stuff up. Why don't we make their jobs easier by saying we're not allowing any goals that happen off of skates anyway? They say that, like, they don't want people kicking pucks in anyway because of a league safety issue. Why not make it more safe? Why not do that?
Yeah, and then to that point, they're taking away goals anyway. We just don't know when. Right? It's like we don't know when, and that's the problem. So like, will they do that? Probably not. But like, when I saw that tweet, I was like, I get it. I understand it, because we get to a point, and especially where it's just like we're talking about like the moment where like where games matter, right? This is the moment where teams prepare for the entire year. And again, I think we all can conclude that, you know, Calgary just didn't look like themselves anyway. And again, I think regardless of that game, I think Edmonton was going to win the series anyway, based off of what we saw on multiple fronts. But like, what if in another universe, that's like the TSN turning point, and then they battle back and end up winning the series or whatever? We don't know. So it's those what ifs, I think, that's very frustrating for the fan base. That could be frustrating for the team itself. Even Daryl Sutter afterwards was like, oh, well, you know, they said it was a distinct kicking motion, I guess. I don't know. Right. and you know, that's Daryl Sutter being angry. That's the angriest we'll see Daryl Sutter being mad. But it's just like,
yeah, that's true.
It's just, yeah, it's just like, again, it's the inconsistency. People don't know what the rules are. People don't, we watched in the Tampa game, the freaking puck, the puck hit the net or whatever, and it took like 9 minutes for them to review. I'm like, if it takes 9 minutes, just freaking just make a call and move on. Like, we're waiting 9 minutes, man. Really? Like, holy, like, I understand. And the thing is, and it always happens, broadcasters always say like, well, you know what? They want to get it right. And then we have games like this where they didn't get it right. So if it's about getting it right, then what's the goal? What's the purpose here?
I wonder what's worse. The Blake Coleman no goal is probably the game six no goal for the Flames. I forget who it was, who I think it actually might have gone off a player's foot before it. Martin Jelena, man. Justice for Martin Jelena. He had a great 2004.
The Eliminator.
Yeah, that's rough.
The t-shirt would be, I'm from Brampton, with a silhouette of Kodak Black and his lady friend, by the way.
Why do you do this?
By the way, like,
you want to know, when you asked him, I was going to say Brampton. I wasn't going to go to Kodak Black, but I was going to say Brampton.
It could say I know on the back, too.
Oh my God. So funny.
Oh, man. So what about for Avery Abrahaf? What are we getting? What would Yahoo Sports willingly sell from those two people? Would you buy an Avery Lewis McDougal branded fedora hat?
Yeah, it would have to be the hat.
It would have to be a hat.
Yeah. And then for Rahef, it's just like anything that's related to William Nylander. Rahef loves her some William Nylander. 100%. Like something like a Nylander like teddy bear, or a Nylander like toque or something.
It's just a shirt of with like a silhouette of William Nylander, and it just says himbo on the front.
Literally, yeah. Love Rahef. Rahef's love for Nylander fuels me. It's so pure. It's awesome.
Yeah. She was doing really well with those Game Over Toronto shows too. Kind of sucks that they were kind of, you and your show and her show were kind of going like at the same time. I was like flipping back and forth during that first round. But it's just great to see the zone time team, you know, do its thing. Apparently I don't have a shirt yet. So what is my shirt? What was my pair going to say?
Yours should just be the crossword puzzle clue.
Okay, yeah. So 59 across, essentially that. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
You gotta remember.
It could be Omar the Voodoo Doll with you just like placing pins into him. Also an option.
Oh my god. That's dude. Okay, well, I hope the powers that be at Yahoo Sports have taken down all of these suggestions from this particular segment about all the different things you want sold off of Zone Time. And hey, maybe McDonald's listened to Omar's suggestion about some advertising ideas for the Colorado Edmonton series. We came up with a lot of great content, as we normally do here on Zone Time. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all panelists for participating. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Again, we're recording this on the eve of Game 7 between Carolina and New York. So if you're watching or listening to this episode and the Rangers have won Game 7, party at Justin Cuthbert's place. We're watching High School Musical as he actually decides to be a child for the first time in his damn life.
Yep. Literally, I'll be outside the door with a sign. Or not even just the door, outside the window with a sign saying HSM. Soon? ?
Actually, I think with the way they're going to sequence it should be this, because I think Justin's going to be on my left. So be a child for the first time in your damn life.
I just was a child at a different time than you. I wasn't.
Yes, but still, I don't know how you never knew about SpongeBob, bro. Like that still blows that one, my mind.
Yeah,
that I don't believe.
It's in the High School Musical era.
Was it? Yeah, but like just before
the era. Yeah, just before when you were watching something more kiddish than High School Musical. It's sequential.
Okay. If the Carolina Hurricanes win instead of the New York Rangers, well, there's a reason why the Carolina Hurricanes are the bunch of jerks that they are. But
go Canes, baby. Go Canes.
Yeah. You were saying Rangers earlier on the Iowa Sports Hockey Podcast. I don't even know who you really want to win these series anymore. You're just all over the place, Justin Cuthbert. Normally, you're more stoic than this.
Competing interests, man. Competing interests.
Clearly. All right. Anyway, before we get into any more trouble, we'll be back next week with a brand spanking new episode of Zone Time. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.